Street, Paul. The Elk Point RCMP detachment members are setting their sights on reducing crime directly related to the drug trade and will be targeting drug houses, drug dealers, their vehicles, phones and any other equipment they use in illegal drug activity in their coverage area. Staff Sergeant Dave Henry said the drug trade is the priority focus for the detachment going forward this year because it is behind much of the spin-off crime that occurs in the area. Providing County of St. Paul Council members with a detachment update last Tuesday, he said zeroing in on the dealers and the drug supply will help to reduce other issues. Let's be honest, mostly it's those guys that are high on drugs or needing their next fix that are doing the break and enters and stuff like that. While the Elk Point detachment stats are indicating an increase in stolen vehicle files in the area, Henry said it has more to do with the recovery of vehicles locally that have been reported stolen from other communities including Lloydminster, Edmonton and Cold Lake, but end up his detachment area. Our stolen vehicles are actually down but our recovery is quite high. Henry identified enhancing community and public relations as his second priority. With the pandemic restrictions lifted, he said it is important for his staff to get back in touch with the community. The reason for that I think we've taken a bit of a bad name after the convoy incidences and things like that. I just want to make sure the community knows that as far as the RCMP goes, we still serve our communities. We want to be there for them and help each and every individual. Road safety is third on the list with particular attention being paid to impaired driving. That will be our main focus is getting the drunk drivers off the road because that's who is going to do damage to you or your families, Henry said. Adding, if you happen to be going 130 in front of me, I may show you some Christmas lights and say, hi, but our focus wants to be on impaired driving. While Reeve Glenn Ackerman noted he never strays over 100 km per hour, he commended Henry's focus on targeting the drug trade, agreeing it is the root cause for much of the criminal activity in the area. He also said he looks forward to community organizations coming together again for activities and the local RCMP participating in those events as much as they can.